We're starting to think maybe it was a trick round.
Ladies and gentlemen, get a glass, put in some ice and some lemon, and get ready to pour another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out to see who will be the masters of the Inquisition. And we still have the same players in the room as 2 weeks ago. Our VAR decided episode in the end. So Kuba is bulling for a victory, I would imagine, this time.
Bitter,
sorry. Today's episode is a drinks and games special. The games questions will relate to classic or well-known games. Could be video games or table games, not sports. And the drinks will be alcoholic and non-alcoholic as well. So we have three teams for this. Let's meet the players. So team one, we have Pete and Kuba. Welcome, guys. So Pete and Kuba, what's your favorite drink, would you say, of all time?
Well, as bitter as my current mood, I'm going to have to go with Czech beer.
Czech beer. It's a good choice, yeah.
Peter. I'm with a mango lassi.
Mango lassi there, very good. And favorite games?
Chess.
I'll have to go with drinking beer.
Drinking beer. Okay, very good. Well, team one, you guys are very
you
welcome.
You have a one.
Touchy.
Many times.
Too soon.
Team number two, we have Alex and Igor. Welcome back, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What are your favorite drinks?
Does it have to be alcoholic?
No, not at all.
I don't drink anymore, but it was Chateau Barrère. It's a Bordeaux.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
My favorite drink is tomato juice.
Tomato juice. Interesting. And favorite games?
Backgammon.
Quizzing,
very good. You can say the Inquisition if you want. Welcome, guys. And team three, we have James and Debbie. Welcome, guys. Favorite games?
Mario Brothers.
Yeah. And James?
Doom.
Very good. And favorite drinks?
I'll go with the rooibos tea.
Rooibos tea. And James?
Same as the Cuba. Czech beer. Has to be.
I guess I'd have to say Guinness, but I also have to say Irish tea. And I would actually go with backgammon as one of my favourite games. That's how I chill out, is just playing backgammon on my phone. It's a fantastic game. Anyway, everyone ready? Mm-hmm. So, we'll start off with round one, back and forth. Each team gets six individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, -2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass it. And another team can answer for one risk-free point. As there are two other teams, you will both be given the opportunity to answer for one risk-free point. You'll have to write the answer down, okay? And if you do pass it, you don't lose any points. So team one, Pete and Kuba. According to the website travelingup.com, what is the most popular beer in the USA? According to travelingup.com, the most popular beer in the USA...
That's a good
Modella. Incorrect. It is Bud Light.
That's not accurate anymore.
This is according to travelingup.com.
Maybe from 6 months ago.
What did you say it was?
It's Modella.
Modello.
Okay, according to this one, mybartender.com, Modello has become the top-selling beer in America. So, after our second VAR check, two quizzes in a row, even though I did reference the website travelingup.com, according to mybartender.com, and I will accept Pete's challenge, and I will accept the answer of Modelo, so correct for 2 points. Fucking hell.
I've never heard of it.
Neither have I. So you let in their beer, but you won't let the people in. What's wrong with your country? All right. Yeah, but you want to start Biden. Even Biden wants to build a wall now. Okay, team two, Alex and Igor, according to travelingup.com, most popular beer in Japan?
I think it's called Asahi.
Asahi. 2 points correct. Mm-hmm. And team three, Debbie and James, according to travelingup.com, most popular beer in Ireland?
That could be a trick question.
There are no trick beers. Just tricky Irish people who are drunk.
The most popular beer in Ireland or the most popular Irish beer?
Most popular beer in Ireland.
I think it's something like Heineken.
I would go with the obvious.
Let's go with Guinness.
You are correct.
Yeah.
Oh my god, if you'd have got that wrong.
Is Heineken in the running? Because is Heineken also a popular beer?
Heineken is very popular. Though it's decreased in recent years. Like, up until 10 years ago, that would have been up there. But we've started to actually realize there are better lagers than Heineken and Carlsberg. Okay, question number two to team one. How many squares are there on a Monopoly board? How many squares on a Monopoly board?
I hate little games, so it's just...
You're
36.
Sorry, you're going to... Sorry, are you going to go for it?
Yes, 36.
What are you going to say? 36? You are incorrect. It is 40.
Oh,
sorry. Team number two, how many squares are there on a chessboard?
It's 64.
64, 2 points to team number two. And team three, how many rooms are there in the game Cluedo or Clue? How many rooms are there in the game Cluedo or Clue?
We're going to pass. We're not sure about that one.
Okay, so team one and team two, you can each run... And I write an answer down of what you think for one risk-free point.
We have an answer.
Okay. But we're not going to take a lot of time on this, team one.
Sure. Can we show you?
Yep.
Where is the circled number here?
Okay, and... Sorry, what's that number? Seven. Team one are saying seven. Team two are saying nine. The correct answer is nine.
Yes.
Well done. So, point, 1 point to team number two. Question number three to team one. What is the national liquor of the south part of Germany? We all know about East Germany and West Germany from history, but...
The national liquor?
The national... It is kind of described as... I know it's not national, but like... The national liquor of the southern part of Germany. What is it?
Like a brand or a type of...
So like what?
Schnapps. Yeah, okay. It is Schnapps. 2 points. Okay. Team number two, what is the national liquor of Canada? Oh, Igor, you grew up, you lived in Canada for a bit, did you not?
Yes, yes, I have.
National Liquor of Canada?
Is it the whiskey?
It is whiskey, yes. 2 points, well done. Okay. Question three to team number three. The national liquor of England, the southern part of England, specifically.
That's a good guess.
That's
a very good guess, yeah.
Gin.
It is gin, well done. 2 points. Question number four. These all relate to the game Scrabble, one of my favorite games as well. Team one in Scrabble, how many letter tiles are there altogether? How many letter tiles are there?
Is that the same in every language?
Letter tiles.
We'll say in the English language anyway. I'm guessing it's similar enough, but just to be clear, I'd say in English Scrabble.
It should be one for every letter.
But some letters have... Like more than one, like there's more than one A, so in total, and there are two blanks as well.
Hard pass, yeah.
You're gonna pass, so team two and three, you can each write an answer down.
Okay, we wrote an answer.
Whoa.
Okay.
So team two, you're gonna say?
100.
And team three?
125.
It is 100. Point to team number two.
Is that a guess?
It's a good run.
Yeah.
Good run for us.
Wow.
Team two, question four to you. How many squares in total on a Scrabble board? How many squares in total on a Scrabble board?
400.
Incorrect, minus 2 points. It is 225.
Why don't we get a chance to answer that?
Well, no, because they answered and they lost. They got it wrong, sorry. It's 225, 15 by 15. And question four for team three. In Scrabble, in total, how many triple word score squares are there on the Scrabble board? How many triple word score squares?
Take a risk.
Yeah.
We're going to take a risk. We're going to say 8.
Ooh, you're correct.
Yeah.
Three at the top, three at the bottom, and one on either side in the middle.
So there's none in the middle. There's none in the middle.
Well done.
Pardon?
There's none in the middle.
No, the center starting square is double word score, yeah. Question number five, team one. Which rapper sang the song Gin and Juice? Which rapper don't? It is Snoop Dogg, 2 points. Team two, Alex and Igor. Which rock band sang the song Alabama Song in brackets Whiskey Bar? Alabama Song Whiskey Bar. So
if you're not sure, pass, because I don't know.
So many different versions of
it. Pass.
Okay, you're going to pass to Team 1 and Team 3. You can each write an answer down. Which rock band sang the song Alabama Song Whiskey Bar? So write an answer down. What did you guys say?
We've written Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you guys? Yeah. Lynyrd Skynyrd. No, it's The Doors. And Team 3, which R&B pop singer sang Milkshake?
Isn't
someone like that? Yes.
Yep. Kelly's. Kelly's, yep, 2 points. That puts you guys up with 8. That? Kelly's, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
How is this? Yeah,
okay, and last question of the round, question number 6 to Team 1. In poker in Texas Hold'em, what statistically are the worst two cards you could have in your hand?
Okay, I think I know.
In Texas Hold'em, statistically the worst two cards you can have in your hand.
I know this is the worst combo to have in my hand. So.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, 2-7.
I need more specificity.
Like off color.
Yeah, okay, yeah, different suits. So yeah, 2 points, yeah, the 2 and the 7 from different suits. Team 2, in the game of poker, pairs of which two black cards make up the dead man's hand?
Oh.
Pairs of which two black cards make up the dead man's hand?
Jacks? Like Jack of clubs, Jack of spades?
Incorrect, minus 2 points. Aces and eights is the dead man's hand in black cards.
I keep writing down the right answers.
And team 3, in a standard deck of cards, which two suits have one-eyed jacks? Which two suits have one-eyed jacks?
That'll be a complete guess. Yeah, pass.
Pass.
Okay, you're going to pass. So you can each write down 2 suits, and if they're both correct, you will get a point.
Yeah.
Okay, team 1, do you have an answer?
Clubs and spades.
Again?
Clubs and spades.
Clubs and spades, team 2.
Spades and hearts.
It is spades and hearts. Oh, 8 points. Yes. Points to team 2.
Romantics win again.
So at the end of round number 1, team 1, you guys picked up 6 points. Team 2, you picked up 5 points. Team 3, you picked up 8 points.
No.
So still plenty of points to play for, but a good start for team number 3. I may have said team number 2. I really struggle with that. So we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams will get 6 questions. They write the answers down. If 2 or 3 teams are correct, they'll get 1 point each. If only one team is correct, that team will get 2 points. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, tequila is made from which plant? Tequila is made from which plant? Question number 2. According to the legend, who was the dead man that the dead man's hand referred to? What was his name? According to legend, who was the dead man that the dead man's hand referred to? Okay, question number three. Which Czech city is the liquor digestive drink Becherovka from? Which Czech city is the liquor digestive kind of drink Becherovka from? Question number 4. What is the name of the long-running British daytime game show that involves words, letters, numbers, and conundrums? Name the long-running British daytime game show involving words, numbers, letters, and conundrums.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Which company from Barbados had the world's oldest commercial rum distillery? Still going now. Which company from Barbados has the world's oldest commercial rum distillery? Okay, so question 6, the last question of the round. There are 5 answers to this, so you'll need all 5 answers to be eligible. But I will double the points, so it'll be 2 if other teams have the points, 4 if you're the only team with the points. In the board game Catan, name the 5 resources. In the board game Catan, name the 5 resources. Okay, let's get to the answers to round number 2. Team 1, tequila is made from what plant, you said?
Agave.
Agave.
I said agave.
Agave.
Agave, blue agave. Yeah, you are all correct. So that is a point, a point, and a point. Team 2, question 2. According to the legend, who was the dead man from the dead man's hand?
Well, we put Wyatt Earp.
Wyatt Earp. You guys, team 3?
Billy the Kid.
Billy the Kid, team 1.
Wild Bill Hickok.
Again?
Wild Bill Hickok.
It is Wild Bill Hickok. Wow. 2 points. Very good.
Close to the mark, yeah.
Very good. Team 3, what Czech city is Bakarovka from, you said?
Karlo Vivari.
Karlo Vivari, team 1.
Same.
Karlo Vivari, team 2.
Karlo Vivari.
That's a point, and a point. Team number 1, the name of the long-running British daytime game show involving words, numbers, letters, and conundrums.
Countdown.
Countdown, team Same. 2.
Countdown.
Team Same 3, countdown. So a point, a point, and a point. Very enjoyable show, actually, Countdown.
That's great.
Question number 5 to team 1. Which company from Barbados has the world's oldest commercial rum distillery?
Captain Morgan.
Captain Morgan, team 3.
Captain Morgan.
Team 1.
Bacardi.
It is Mount Gay Rum. Okay, it is Mount Gay Rum, not Captain Morgan Bacardi. That was a tricky enough one. And team 3, your 5 resources from Catan?
We've put down wood, stone, clay, stone again though, what was the other one?
I don't know. Water.
Oh, sorry, wood, stone, clay, water, and gold.
Okay, team 1.
Put down gold, stone, wood, grains, and iron.
Okay, and team 2?
Wood, ore, stone, animals, and veggies.
No team is actually correct, though. You've all given me woods.
Oh, exciting. So that's who got the most?
I would be inclined to give team 2 points instead of 4 because they were the closest. Because you said animals, one of them is wool. Well, I think you guys were the only, team 2 was the only one that made reference to animals. Grain, I know you said veggies, close enough. Lumber.
They said grain.
I know, but you didn't mention animals.
Yeah.
Lumber or wood, brick or stone, and ore.
Yeah.
So I would give 2 points to team 2 for that. Because it was close, and it's a tough question. So, at the end of that round, Team 1 picked up 5, that puts them on to 11. Team 2 also picked up 5, that puts them on to 10. And Team 3 picked up 3, and that puts them on to 11. So, Team 1, 11, Team 2, 10, Team 3, 11, very close after 2 rounds. Okay, we move on to round 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 6 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If more than one team has the same closest answer, they'll both get the 2 points, or three teams get the 2 points. And if any team is bang on, they will get a bonus 3rd point. Everyone ready? So, according to whether it's popular wisdom, legend, or even a Guinness advert from about 20-25 years ago, to the nearest second, what is the perfect length of time to pour the perfect Guinness? To the nearest second, what is the perfect length of time to pour the perfect Guinness? There is some ambiguity on websites for this. However, I'm going to use the Guinness ad from about 20 years ago as to the exact number on this. To the nearest second. Okay, question number 2. In the game Cribbage, what is the highest score that you can reach on the cribbage board? In the game Cribbage, what is the highest score you can get when you get all the way around? Okay, question number 3. According to the website, and it is a real website, t.co.uk, T spelled T-E-A, it's not a golfing website. According to t.co.uk, British people drink approximately how many cups of tea a day? Answers to the nearest million. British people drink approximately how many cups of tea a day? Answer to the nearest million. Okay, question number 4. In the, I think, quite ancient game Mahjong, the tile game, how many tiles is the game played with? Or like the start, how many tiles at the start of a game of Mahjong? Okay, question number 5. In what year was Coke Zero introduced? In what year was Coca-Cola Zero introduced? Okay, in question 6, last question of the round. In the game Connect 4, how many playing holes are there to drop your pieces into? In the game Connect 4, where you drop your counters in to try and get 4 in a row, how many playing holes are there in the upright Connect 4 board?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number three, starting with the question one, the length of time to pour the perfect Guinness to the nearest second. Team one, you said?
33
seconds. Yep. Team two?
100.
100 seconds. Team three?
30 seconds.
Correct answer is 119.53 seconds.
Okay.
So that
actually,
is
really close to
2 points to team one. Two. It was just under.
We put 120 first.
Oh, wow. Wait. How was there a chance to get it bang on for this?
If you'd have said 120, I'd have given it would have been bang on because the answer I have here is 119.53. And in the advert, they said like 119.5, as in that was the perfect time. Team two, highest score you can reach on the cribbage board?
100.
100, team 3?
We got no idea, we put
144. Team 1?
500.
Correct answer is 121. 2 points to team 2.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Very good.
Our lucky number.
So close.
Team 3 to the nearest a million. Approximately how many cups of tea do British people drink every day, you guys said?
200 million,
team 1?
123.
123, team 1?
We put 5 because we misunderstood
per person.
Pardon?
We put per person.
Okay.
5 per person.
5
That's
per person.
That's 300 million.
It'll be 300 million. You guys, team 1 said?
123.
It was 100 million, so 2 points to team 1.
Salvaging something.
Yeah.
Exactly. Team 1, in Ma Yong, how many tiles is the game played with?
80.
Team 2?
100.
100. Team 3?
209.
Correct answer is 144. 2 points to team number two.
What did you guys put?
80.
They had 80,
okay.
Team two, in what year was Coke Zero introduced?
2000.
2000. Team three?
2005.
Team one?
2012.
It is 2005. Bang on. Yeah. I think you needed those 3 points.
Wow.
Very, very good.
And...
question six, last question of the round. Team three, how many playing holes are there in Connect Four? You guys said?
64.
Team one?
64.
Team two?
42.
It is 42.
No way.
So 3 points.
All right.
7 times
6.
Yeah.
So
that's
what I wrote. 6 up.
I think it's 7 down and 6 across. Right? Oh, no. It must be longer. It's longer.
Seven across, six.
I always thought it was 8 by 8. Okay.
So yeah, 42 in Connect Four, 7 across and 6 going up. And at the end of round 3, team 1 picked up 2, that puts them on 13. Team 3 picked up 3, that puts them on 14. Team 2 picked up 9, that puts them on 19. Very good round, guys, but still plenty of points to play for.
Yeah, very nice. Okay.
So we move on to round number 4, which is the knockout. Teams are given a category with multiple answers and we go back and forth. And team members answer individually, so no conferring, no writing answers down. They get 1 point for a correct answer and they get to keep on going. If they answer incorrectly, they're knocked out, but the team can keep on playing until all the players are knocked out. Team with the lowest score starts, which is team number 1. So it'll go Pete first, then Alex, then James, then Kuba, then Igor, then Debbie, and recycling back and forth. So I asked ChatGPT to name the 15 most popular drinks, and it said, "The popularity of drinks can vary greatly depending on the region and culture. But here are 15 drinks that are widely enjoyed around the world in no particular order, okay? And they're generally not branded, alcoholic and non-alcoholic. And one is a kind of a repeat, just to be aware, I'll throw it out there as well. So everyone ready? Okay, Pete?
Tea.
Tea is there, 1 point. Alex?
Water.
Water is there as well, 1 point. James?
Okay, beer.
Beer is there, 1 point. Kuba?
Coffee.
Coffee is there, 1 point. Igor?
Milk.
Milk is there, 1 point. Debbie?
Orange juice.
Orange juice is there, 1 point. Pete?
Whiskey.
Whiskey is there, 1 point. Very nice. Alex?
Lemonade.
Lemonade is there, 1 point. Very good. James?
Coke.
Coca-Cola is that one that is branded, but I would have accepted Cola or Pepsi or anything, so that is gone, but well done, James. Cooper?
Apple juice.
Apple juice is there, well Yay. Done. Igor?
Wine.
Wine is there, very good. Debbie?
Milkshake.
I will give you that. It says fruit smoothies, blended mixtures of fruit, often with yogurt or milk.
Wow.
So I will give you that, but that is fruit smoothies, milkshakes, anything connected to that is now gone. But very good. Pete?
How about iced tea?
Yes, it is. Especially popular in the United States. Often sweetened. Well, that was a sweet point. Alex?
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is not there. Alex, you are frozen out. There are only two left. You guys have done very well with this, James. And one of them is an element and repeat of an earlier answer, but I would need the specificity on it.
Vodka.
Yes, you actually, it is there, yeah.
Wow.
So one, there is one left, and still only one. Alex is only the frozen out, so.
And so this one is a sort of repeat.
It's the
okay,
word.
Okay, I'll, cappuccino.
No, Cuba's out. Igor? With more, it's a repeat.
Sparkling water.
I am going to give you that.
Yes.
Mineral water, sought after for its mineral content and perceived health benefits, but basically bottled fancy water. Right. So well done, okay. Igor, on okay. that. So at the end of round four, team one picked up 5 points. They're on 18. Team three picked up 5 points as well. They are on 19. Team two also picked up 5 points. They are now on 24.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so we'll move on to our second knockout. We've had the drinks knockout. This is the games knockout. According to Wikipedia, the 16 best-selling video game franchises of all time. So franchises, not individual games. Mm-hmm. 16 best-selling video game franchises of all time. So we'll start with Team 1 as they're still on the lowest score. So, Pete?
Mario Brothers.
Mario, in general, that includes Mario, Super Mario, Mario Kart, anything Mario related. So Mario is off the table now with 1 point. Well done, Alex.
Is it called World of Warcraft? It's probably not. I'm out, I think.
You are correct. You're out. You're correct. About it. Yeah, no World of Warcraft, unfortunately. So Alex is out. James?
Oh, it's not there.
It's not.
Ah.
No, nothing about World of Warcraft, unfortunately. James?
It's a best-selling or
best-selling video game franchises of all time.
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft Auto is there. That's 1 point. That's like all the different Grand Theft Auto games are now lumped in under that. Cuba.
Well, James just took my answer. I'll try FIFA.
FIFA is there. FIFA Football. 1 point. Igor.
Madden NFL.
No, and actually that was about 18 to 19. It was just outside the range of 16, unfortunately. Team 2 are frozen out. Debbie?
Legends of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda, all the Zelda games, fantastic games there. There, well done. So, point to Team 3. Team 1, Pete?
Minecraft.
Minecraft is in there, 1 point. Team 3, James?
Okay, I mentioned this at the start of the quiz, so I'm going to have to say it now. Doom.
Doom is not there, unfortunately. James is frozen out. Kuba?
Pokemon.
Pokemon is there. 1 point. Debbie?
Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo is not there, so Team 3 is frozen out as well. Team 1, it's down to you. Pete?
Formula 1. Grand Prix, F1.
No, Pete is frozen out. That doesn't tick any of the boxes here. Kuba, you could have a free run into here. There's still quite a
free
few
run.
Answers.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Free run indeed.
There's some very gettable answers here, I think.
I believe you.
How many are left?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You could clean up too.
Okay, Need for Speed.
Need for Speed is there, 1 point.
Wow. NBA
is not there, so That is all the teams frozen out. At the end of that round, Team 1 picked up 5, putting them on 23. Team 2 picked up 0, they're still on 24. Team 3 picked up 2, they're on 21. Some of the other ones? Tetris?
Can I have a guess?
Yeah. Who pays for Tetris?
Tomb Raider on that?
Tomb Raider is not, no.
Tomb Raider. Call of Duty?
Call of Duty is there, yeah.
Halo?
Halo isn't.
Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog is there. Angry Birds isn't, actually. That's surprising.
Counter-Strike?
No.
It's a free app.
So, yeah, Tetris, Call of Duty. Wii Sports.
What?
It's just installed on.
With Tetris, but.
Yeah.
Lego.
Lego.
Lego video games. Because they like. Yeah, they. Lego Batman.
I was going to say, is it really? Sims?
The Sims is there. And that was the next one.
Sims.
Assassin's Creed, Final Fantasy, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Resident
so many
Evil.
Of those things. I was thinking of it, when it came time to say it, it's just.
So we move on to round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team gets their answer correct, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, then the team with the closest answer will get 2 points. Also, they will get 1 point for each correct answer to the individual 5 questions. Everyone ready? Mm-hmm. So please give me the total of the following numbers. The number associated with the soft beverage that is up. In blackjack, the number that must not be exceeded. On a Jack Daniels bottle, it says old number what? The number of playing circles on a Twister mat in the play game Twister. And in Scrabble, the value of the letter H. So the number associated with the beverage that is up. In blackjack, the number that must not be exceeded. On a Jack Daniels bottle, it says old number what? The number of playing circles on a Twister mat, and in Scrabble, the value of the letter H. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so team 1, what was your total?
60.
Team 2?
63.
Team 3?
99.
For the first time, and hopefully not the last time, a team is bang on and they get the 4 points, and that is team number 2. It is 63, so. Do they have all the correct add-up points? So team 1, beverage associated is up?
7.
That's a point, and a point. Team 2, in blackjack you must not exceed which number?
21.
That is a point, and a point. Team 3, Jack Daniels bottle, it says old number what?
44.
5.
2.
old number 7. So you're all incorrect. All right, so
we're off somewhere else's.
maybe it looks like 24. team 1, how many playing circles on a Twister mat?
We said 25.
25?
We also said 25.
25?
25.
It's 24, it's 6x4. Oh. Yeah, 6x4. And team 2, value of the letter H in Scrabble?
We said 8.
8.
Two.
It's 4. Oh. Okay. Value is 4. So at the end of that round, team 1 picked up 2. That puts you on 25. Team 2 very impressively picked up 6. That puts you guys on 30. Team 3 picked up 2. That puts you on 23. So 25, 30, 23 going into the final round. So we move on to the final round, which is usually called Grab the Fruit, but for this special it's going to be called Grab the Drink. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their drink gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points, but if they take too long or they don't know, I'll pass it over to another team. No conferring, so if you're the one that says the name of the drink, you must be the one who answers. Team one, what's your drink?
Milk.
Milk.
Okay, team two?
Tea.
Tea, and team three?
Juice.
Everyone ready to go? Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number one. In the game Cluedo, how many weapons are there?
Juice. Seven.
No.
T. Six.
There are six. 2 points to team number two. Question number two. How many S's are there in the name of the coffee drink espresso?
Milk.
Yep.
Three.
There are three S's in the word espresso. Question number three. Complete the name of the game. Cards against?
Milk.
Milk.
Humanity.
Humanity. Well done. 2 points. Question number four. According to their slogan, though it's absolutely not true, probably the best lager in the world.
Juice. Carlsberg.
It is. Disgusting piss. Question number five. In Monopoly, how much do you get for passing go?
T. £200.
200 for passing go. Well done. 2 points to team two. Question number six. Kahlua or coffee liqueur, and what other alcohol make up a Black Russian?
Juice. Vodka.
It is vodka. 2 points to team number three. Question number seven. What is the poker strategy where you pretend you have better cards than you do? Juice.
Bluff.
It is a bluff. Yeah, well done. Question number eight. What brand of cola is served in KFC?
Milk.
Yep.
Pepsi.
It is Pepsi. 2 points. Question number nine. What is the name of Mario's brother?
Milky.
VAR again.
Dear listeners, unfortunately, during the editing process, I accidentally cut off and deleted about a minute and a half of material, which was just at that point of the VAR stop. So I'm really sorry about that. But the question was, what is the name of Mario's brother? The answer is Luigi. Question 10, the Lombardy wine region is in which country? It's in Italy. And question 11 was, who sang the song Pinball Wizard? And that was the Who. So there were the questions you missed, and then we'll be just coming in to hear the winners of the episode announced. So very sorry about that. Six, they are on 29 points. Team two picked up four, they are on 34 points. But after an impressive final round, picking up 12 points brings them to 37 points. The winners, Kuba and Pete. Yeah. Well done, guys. So fantastic effort to team two, Alex and Igor. Thank you very much, guys. Yeah. Excellent. And also very good from team three, Debbie and James. Thank you very much as well. So thanks everyone for taking part in this episode and for the whole recording for this evening. It was a lot of fun. Do feel free to message in with any of your opinions on the VAR incidences that we have had. Other than that, take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have fun. And we'll talk to you soon. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you and goodbye.
But like, just totally.
There was a big controversy
because of their they got a transvestite guy too, and everybody boycotted him, and so that was huge news because they lost billions and billions of dollars.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. I can't, sorry, I'm not.
I did, I got copyrighted.
Have you heard how I sing? There's no similarity to anything of the original.
It's by Kurt Vile. It's been covered by loads of people.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, The Doors is the famous.
I think you called us Team One once.
I really struggle with that. I think the second episode of this is called What is Team 4? Because I kept saying Team 4 and then it was like, what is Team 4? Okay, so we move into round number 6, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 6 questions where they're not expected to... Jesus Christ.
You know, I think you said round 6.
Pardon?
Did you say round 6?
Did I?
I'm almost positive round 6.
I think you should do these intros tomorrow.
All right.
To me, it sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
It does. But it's real. This is very real. No, it's cribbage is very enjoyable.
Actually, if we had put 100 million, would have been very close.
Yeah, yeah. I think we should have put 100 for everything.
Yeah. And we're starting to think maybe it was a trick round. Like, it's 100, 100, 100.
Beer.
What's
in
one syllable?
Yeah.
Milk.
It's a long one syllable though, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Not like tea.
I guess it's milk, isn't it?
Milk. They got them good from this like
milk. Sure.
Sap.
So milk. Sap.
Sap.
Sap. I can only think of cheese and milk. Like, it's just...